Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
What if building momentum in your business was less about discipline and actually more about having the right structure? We have a wonderful guest today. His name is Robin J. Emdon. His company is Get Resultsology, which is the science of getting stuff done. So I'm excited to hear more about that. But welcome to the program, Robin. We're so excited to have you.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be here. I'm not sure what I've let myself in for, but let's do it.
Robin, I always like to ask, what brought you to this journey of helping people with structure and systems? What was your passion behind helping people with this?
I wouldn't say it was my passion, but what brought me here was procrastination. In a nutshell, is I trained in 2001 in the States with Tony Robbins as a life coach. But as you can tell, I'm British and I live here in Britain. So I didn't end up working for him. His plans changed and my plans changed. A long story short, cut forward to 2019. I'd been a single father for many years. I'd parked the coaching in the past. And I was bragging to my older brother, I got my degree. We were over a coffee someplace and I was really pleased with that. And he was bored. And I said, oh, I've got to do something to change his pattern. So I said, oh, I know. Trust me, to take 10 years to do something I should have done in six. And he laughed and I laughed. And I said, because he thought, oh, that's good, isn't it? And I said, and he said, yeah, why was that? And I thought, oh, yeah, the caffeine's kicked in now. And I said, oh, procrastination. And I laughed more and he laughed more. And then we changed the subject. And then driving home, I was thinking about it, thinking, hang on a minute, Robin, you're a trained life coach. I only ever talk to myself. I'm the cleverest person I know, he says modestly. And I said, what the heck? How dare you procrastinate? You're a trained coach. How dare you? So I thought, oh, I'll just take that tablet that you take that cures procrastination. And then I thought, what tablet? What is it? And I couldn't quite put, I knew it was on the tip of my tongue, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. Anyway, cut a long story short, it led to a journey and it led to me writing a book about it and realizing that procrastination is a much bigger topic than I realized. It isn't as straightforward to overcome it. I've also realized, and what brought me here, was how much it had cost me. The cost of it was enormous. Relationships, health. I was 60 pounds heavier when I started this journey of discovering what it was all about because of all the comfort eating, which is a procrastinating behavior. The finances, career, everything was affected by it. And I thought, I got to get a handle on this. I bet that's not just me. I bet there are other people out there. And so I started writing it down, putting it into a book. And then I thought, okay, I could actually reboot my coaching business on the back of that because the momentum part of procrastination, as in getting over it, is generated heavily by accountability. And that was something that my former clients used to get a great deal out of. And that's where they got 80% of their results from that 20% accountability. So I do that as well.
Awesome. Awesome. On the subject of procrastination, you feel like structure is important. So can you explain, it's not motivation, you always say it's structure. What does that mean?
I talk about them now in the book alludes to them. It's the M cubed, I call it. The one that we all hear about is motivation, which you've just mentioned. You got to get motivated to get overcome your procrastination. Yeah, but I've got a cupboard, literally the cupboard behind me that you can see on my camera, is full of journals and planners and schedulers that I've used over the years to create momentum. There's a reason they're in the cupboard. It isn't because it's close to hand. It's because they've migrated there because they stopped working eventually. And then I went out and got another one and that went to the cupboard. Then I got another one. It might work for a few months, but the motivation ran out. So then I realized when I was doing the research into procrastination, and by the way, I only researched the research in one 10-year period in the early 2000s. Over 900 papers were written on procrastination and productivity. So I didn't need to do the research. But I did need to bring it together. My degree was in arts and humanities. I have no capacity to understand science for more than 5 seconds. I got 9% in my last biology exam at school, and that was because I spelt my name right. No, I'm not making that up. That's what the teacher told me. And I know it's true because I didn't write anything on the paper except my name. So how I got 9%, I don't know. But the point was that momentum was what the research kept talking about. It's all right. You can get motivated for a while, but what happens when a motivation runs out? You've got to find a way of getting it going again. So you need momentum. And the third M is mastery. And that's mastery of yourself, your own skill sets, understanding why you're procrastinating. My book is split into three sections: understand strategies, motivation, and momentum. and to mastery of yourself, of your own strategies that work for you, because I guarantee you there are almost a limitless supply. That's why my Goalbusters podcast is up to 200 episodes now. You'll be amazed at how many different ways people come up with generating their own motivation to keep productive and keep going. But without the momentum, it all grinds to a halt again. And the passion projects, the things that really matter to you, the things that may not be client related, because nobody wants to let their clients down, but they're important to you. They're about the taking your business to the next level, the things that you really want to do. They don't happen without the momentum to make them happen.
Is there a structure for momentum? Do you have a structure to help people get into momentum?
Yeah, on a daily basis. In my book, I cover many strategies because here's the kicker. I know people that have said to me, my brother is one of these people, what is it? Come on, what's that tablet? What is it? Tell me now. And I'm like, there isn't a one size fits all. If there was, I'd go to the chemist and buy it. Momentum is driven by whatever strategy works for you. And accountability, external accountability is a big one, but it's not the only one. In fact, in my book is 95% about self-help, self-mastery. External momentum is like what us Brits call the belt and braces approach, when you want to be absolutely certain, guaranteed you're going to nail it, you're going to get it done. But momentum comes from having more structure in your day and having micro deadlines. I'm not a great believer in goals. I talk about goals in my book. And one of the things I was researching, because I've always instinctively kicked against goals, no pun intended, in that I've often thought goals, although a lot of people out there are very successful, they've never set a goal in their life. And when I was coaching people, we'd talk about goals. I thought, you know what? I don't like goals. And I realized when I was looking at the research actually says that goals set up a feeling of obligation. And when you've got a feeling of obligation, you feel stressed. And when you feel stressed, your go-to instinctive natural behavior is to procrastinate. And it kicks against the idea that you're going to achieve the goal, because what you're actually doing is you're creating a situation where you'd feel too stressed about going for the goal. And so micro deadlines are things that we talk about, but you need to have a much clearer idea. In the book, I talk about it, your personal life vision. Where are you going with your life? Who do you see yourself becoming in 3, 5, 10, even 15 years from now? And I talk in the book about becoming an oncologist, because I would never be one of those. That's impossible. It's science. And I'm too old now. But it would take 7 or 8 years to become a doctor. It takes another 7 or 8 years, I'm told, to become a specialist like an oncologist. But if you have a clear idea today, that is where I want to be 15 years from now. That will get you into having not a goal, but a vision, a passion, something that you really want to do. And then when you're procrastinating about doing the dishes, who cares about the dishes? I don't. Do you? I just buy paper plates and throw them away. It's easier. But what if the dishes are on the kitchen island or the table where you put out your study materials to become a doctor? Then all of a sudden it's, oh, hang on, if I don't do the dishes today, that's a threat to my personal life vision. And when it becomes a threat to your personal life vision, you take that. Dishes be gone. Adios, dishes. Gotta do some work today.
I love that. I love that. You've mentioned your book a few times. Tell us what the name of your book is, please.
Yes, the book, it's a picture behind me and it's here. There we go. A little plug for my book. I plug it shamelessly, and there's a reason for that, which I will come to in a few seconds. It's called Get Resultsology. It's the science of getting stuff done. It's broken into 3 parts. Understand procrastination, because as I often say, if you don't understand it, look at it this way. Suppose you get to the end of the next 12 months of your life and you don't have enough money in your bank. You can always make more money. Governments print it. We can't do that without going to jail, but governments do. And some would say they need to go to jail as well. But the point is, you can always make more money somehow. But what if you get to the end of the year and you realize, like I did with my epiphany, my facepalm moment about my 20 years of procrastinating, including 10 years to do something I should have done in 6 with my degree, I can't get that time back. It's gone. I spent it and it is non-refundable.
Okay, quick pause. This episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and quietly hoping it won't catch up with you, we want you to hear this. You're not failing. This is incredibly common for most business owners. Most people don't avoid money because they don't care. They avoid it because it feels heavy, confusing, or stressful. In our free live masterclass, we're going to show you a clear, more supportive way to handle your finances so your business can actually support your life. You can learn more and save your seat at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
I've got time in front of me, but I don't know how much. It could be moments. It could be years. I don't know. But all I do know is I can't get back the time that I've spent. So the time to catch procrastination is not tomorrow, which is the procrastinator's mantra. I'll do it tomorrow. The time to get it back is when you're doing it. Oh, I'm procrastinating. And so you really need to understand why. So I have a big section in the book on understanding it. To catch yourself, that's the only objective, really. Catch it. Second section is on strategy, where the motivation comes in. Whatever works for you. And I have a selection of strategies because no one size fits all. The third section is on momentum. Strategies, again, when they are geared towards momentum. One big strategy, the belt and braces approach, accountability. External accountability. Internal accountability works for some people, but they don't tend to be people that procrastinate in the first place. So external accountability. I work in a home-based situation. I got a nice home. I got a nice coffee machine. I got a nice view from the window. I can work whatever hours I want to work, but I can't recreate a boss. I mean, I like looking in the mirror in the morning and the boss is looking back at me. He's a lunatic, but he's my lunatic. But I don't feel accountable to him in the same way I'd feel accountable to, say, Jean or Kirsten when I'm like, oh, I don't want to let them down. I promised I'd get this done. I promised I'd turn up today. I'm accountable if I didn't turn up today, right? The reason that I'm happy to brag and boast about the book is because I give it away. It's my valuable free resource, as I call it on my Goldpasters podcast, when I ask other people if they've got something. I don't give away the physical copy. I've not made money. Goodness me. You can buy it if you want the physical copy on Amazon, and God bless you if you do. I'd love you if you did that. But if you want it from me, you can get it from me as a full, unabridged PDF.
That's very generous of you. I love that. Time to get procrastination one back is now. I love that. Just stop procrastinating.
My website says it, the main thing on the website, stop procrastinating and skyrocket your productivity and kick procrastination to the curb. Just telling somebody to stop procrastinating is not going to stop them. They need to understand what's going on. They need to understand in the book I go into great detail, it's an internal job. We're hardwired to procrastinate since forever. The best analogy I can give you to make it clear is that in the days when we all lived in caves, our ancestors, not us personally, perhaps you did. I've got a cave near where I live. I've never lived in it. And there's a bear outside that wants you for lunch, and you're there with your loved one and your children, and you're like, if I go out and fight the bear, I could get eaten for lunch. On the other hand, if I stay in here, I can starve. So what do you do? Like, no, I'll procrastinate for a couple more days. It's nature. It's a survival mechanism. It's a pretty obvious survival mechanism. Unfortunately, there are no bears that threaten us today, not unless you live in the country in America somewhere. There's a few man-eating bears, but they're quite rare. But what there are that come through in your email boxes are bills, bailiffs, landlords that want their rent paying, health issues of yourself and your loved ones, stuff that trigger the survival instinct. We feel threatened, and when we feel threatened, we close down and we stop working. And that's all hardwired. And you have to work out, how the heck do I overcome that? And that's what the book teaches you to do, to master it.
I love that. So we talked a little bit about structure and setting micro deadlines. And I'm sure, like you said, this is covered in depth in the book. But what's next?
Is emotional regulation. So when you have mastery over yourself, which it comes and goes, because with these modalities of your mind, I call them in the book threat modality and reward modality. When you're in threat modality, your emotions are all over the place. You are literally like not thinking. You can't think. If there's a lion chasing you, you haven't got time to stop and think. When someone shouts, run, and you go, okay, which way do you think we should run? This way or that way? You're dead. The lion's fast, right? You might put your trainers on, because although you can't outrun a lion, you can outrun the friend next to you. So that's probably worth doing. But apart from that, threat modality, it shuts you down. In the book, I talk about your inner productivity team, which enhances your reward modality. That's when you go up to your prefrontal cortex, which is the opposite of the limbic system, which is your survival mechanism, and you actually think, you plan, you work out what you need to do today, and you understand why it's important to you. You plan 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 years, 15 years into the future, and you plan it all out. And the inner productivity team triggers all the internal neurotransmitters that you need to get yourself into a productive state. And they're all in the book. I will tell you, they're called the conductor, the scholar, and the fun-sized warrior. But sadly, I don't have time to tell you about them today. they are in the book. And you can get them for free, by the way. I'm not trying to sell you the book. You can get it for free. You can find out.
I think there's a little science in there. You said there's no science, but I think there's a little science in there.
No, I said I don't understand the science for very long. There's a lot of science. It's called The Science of Getting Stuff Done. It's got an ology in the title, Get Results Ology. That's a science. But it's for two reasons. One, because I went to the science to find out what the solutions are. And then the second is I turned it into a simple, straightforward method. You do this and you will overcome it. But you have to keep doing it. You need to build that momentum. You have to keep it up because it's always there. It's constant. It is your survival mechanism. And you're not battling with your survival mechanism, but you are trying to understand it, which is where the emotional regulation comes in.
Yeah, and I love how you talk about momentum, because I think that when you're trying to get somewhere, you know, even if little achievements, we have to make sure that we appreciate those and we say, right, now we did that. We should be proud of ourselves. Let's keep going. Let's keep getting that good feeling.
Yeah, absolutely. In the book, we talk about rewards. And I was talking to a friend of mine and she said, what are you doing these days? And I said, a few years ago, and I said, oh, I'm writing this book about procrastination, productivity. And she said, oh yeah, do people do that? And I said, yeah, I know. You don't. And she's a very successful businesswoman. It wouldn't occur to her. And I said, tell me more, because success leaves clues, right? And she said, oh, I just say, oh, I can't have that nice treat, that nice thing until I've done this X, Y, Z. And I go, oh, great. That doesn't work for me. She said, why not? And I said, because I'm a rebel. They say the nice thing is a nice slice of cake. So you will sit there and you'll go, oh, I can have this nice slice of cake when I've done my chores for the morning. Yes, exactly. And I go, I'm a rebel. I will go, no one's telling me I can't have my slice of cake. I want it now. And I'll eat my slice of cake and I'll sell myself and then I'll do the work. It never happens, of course. It never happens. I eat the cake, right? And I'm like, oh, I'm a bit full now. I wish I had that now. Oh, dude, I feel sick. Oh, no, I shouldn't have had cake. I should have had fruit. Oh, no. But it's too late. And I'll just procrastinate the day away. That used to be what I would do. So that didn't work for me. Her strategy worked for her because that's what she had in her mind. It didn't work for me. And so if you're like her, you don't need my book. If you're like me, you probably do.
Yeah, I think we're a little bit more like you, to be honest.
I think a lot of people are. And that's what I'm trying to help with and try to support people with and get them in, out of that. Because those feelings never go away. As I say, you're hardwired. It's hard. You can't. You don't. Your brain only has two jobs, survival and procreation. That's it. Doesn't have any other interests in the world. You're interested in painting, you're interested in cooking, you're interested in whatever your interests and things are that you do with your life, but it all comes down to survival and procreation, and the rest is just icing on the cake. Sorry to keep going on about cake.
I'm going to say, you're having me at cake.
Yes.
So after the next steps, you talk about systems.
Yeah, systems is all part of going on. See, one of the things that triggers procrastination, triggers behaviors that shut us down, is overwhelm. And you have to come up with clever ways of getting out of overwhelm. And systems is a brilliant way of doing it because you can do them on autopilot. I'll give you an example. It's not in the book, but it suddenly occurs to me. Do you even have to think about how you get dressed in the morning? You might think about what you want to wear that day, but you don't think about how do you do this zip? How do you do that button? Which one do I put on first? Do I put my underwear on first or do I put my clothes on and then my underwear? You don't think about it anymore. You have a system. It is almost instinctive. When you drive a car, when you first learn to drive a car, it's very difficult. Without help, you could easily crash it. But you become more fluid with it as you become more systematic and unconsciously competent with doing it. So systemizing things that you do with your day, systemizing things that you do in your business, having clear systems I think of it in terms of, I still procrastinate. Oh, I'm procrastinating right now. Oh no, I'll do that XYZ thing in my business because it's easy. I don't have to think about it. And then when I've been doing it for 10, 20 minutes, I'm like, okay, I'm in the groove now. I've got my inner productivity going. Now I'll go on to the stuff that's a bit more challenging without the cake.
There's your momentum.
Exactly.
I love that you talk about overwhelm because I can totally relate to that. Sometimes when I feel like things are just piling on top of each other, I can't focus on anything. Like I'm just
overwhelm is just another word for fear. And fear is about survival. And when you're in survival, when you're in threat mode, you can't get anything done. So you may as well do something that's underwhelming, like whatever that is for you. Watch the TV, do some knitting, go for a walk, make some food. Anything that's easy and you don't have to think about because it's systemized, because you've done it a million times. Comfort eating. It's familiar. The critical thing, and I do mention this in length in my book, I rarely talk about it off screen, on screen, but it is in my book. Everything that we do as human beings, every kind of behavior that we indulge in, we do it because it fulfills our needs in that moment. Even the behaviors that seem irrational and are not self-serving, they are. They satisfy us. You get a dopamine hit from them. Dopamine is one of the neurotransmitters that you need, but it's also one of the neurotransmitters that you seek when you can't get it any other way, when you seek it from familiar things.
Ah, this is so good. This is so inspiring too, because it helps you understand that you have control. Like, you can take control and make things happen for yourself.
Yes. Once you understand it, as I say, I had someone that had a right go at me. Why don't you just give me the tablet? And I said, because part of the tablet is you have to understand it. I don't want to understand it. There's no tablet then.
That's great. Robin, tell people where they can get your book, because right now they're going, I need to know.
Actually, I'm going to double my offer on my book, and I'm not going to change my mind about it just yet. So here's what I'm going to say. If they want the book, they can get that really easily. You can get it from reallyusefultips.com. That's really, as in I really mean it, but I will change my mind at some point, so get it while you can. Useful, as in I hope you find it useful, and it's full of tips. Reallyusefultips.com. But also, if you go to my website, getresultsology.com, you will see straight away that I've also put the book in a video form, because not everybody's got time to read a book. They might procrastinate about it, you think? So I've turned it into a 5-day free challenge as well. Not everything's in the challenge is in the book that's in the challenge, but there's enough to get you going. So I also encourage people to do the 5-day free challenge. You can get that on getresultsology.com. Can't remember that long word. Skyrocketyourproductivitychallenge.com will get you there as well. Same page, in case you're exactly the same place.
Excellent.
That's also free, by the way.
Yes, free book, free resources. I love that. We'll put all those links in the show notes below. So I also think, Robin, there are going to be people listening saying, wow, how can I get a hold of him? Or what's the best way for me to reach out to him?
First of all, if you get the book, there's an email address in the book at the end of the first chapter where I invite you to pledge yourself to, I am committed to doing the work in this book, because it's a workbook as well. So you can email me. I always reply to emails. I don't have I don't pay someone to do that. I think that's rude. I always reply to personal emails. But the other way is simple. LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn. That's where I hang out. Just look me up, Robin J. Emden on LinkedIn, and find me and send me a message. And again, I always reply. I might be a bit slow, because guess what? I've got schedules and structures and answering messages. I don't work to other people's agendas. I work to my agenda. Unless the other person's agenda is a client, of course. And then even then, they know they've got appointments.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Being here, I feel like I've learned so much. I'm excited to get the book and do the challenge. And for any of you out there listening, you know, when there are free resources available, obviously it puts you on his list. Just like when you sign up for one of our lead magnets, it puts you on our list. But you have this opportunity to take advantage of free resources. And then if you want to go further, then you can reach out to Robin and figure out what it would look like to work with him. But if you are procrastinating, now you have an opportunity to figure out why and then put steps in place to stop. So you've got that big life vision, and we want to see you make it happen. And so we're so grateful you were here with us today. And if you'd like to check out our pre-master class, if your finances are a mess, you need to get those in order, you can go to lessmathmoremoney.com. And we'll see all of you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.